On April the 25th, 2024, I was on my daily toddle along Weymouth seafront and there was something going on. There were flags and there were lots of people and some of them were wearing berets and medals and blazers and I thought, I'm going to find out what's going on. Can I have a quick word?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell the listeners what you're here for and what it's all about.
This is the anniversary of the Anzac Day landings in Gallipoli, and it's the main remembrance day for Australia and New Zealand. And Weymouth was a major resettlement point and recuperation point for Anzac soldiers coming back from the Middle East, from Gallipoli, etc., before they went off to the Western Front. The memorial was stood by it. The Hotel Prince Regent used to be an Anzac hospital in World War One, which is why the memorial's here and why the celebration is here.
And so what does it mean to you personally?
Well, we're all ex-military, so it doesn't matter what cap badge or what flag you fly. If you're ex-military, you're one of us. We always support our own, yeah.
Marvellous. Well, thank you very much. Anyone else want a quick word?
This young man is 97. And he served in the Second World War, as well as serving in Korea. And has just been to Buckingham Palace to a reception for the Korean veterans on the anniversary, the 70th anniversary of the ending of the war.
So you're Reg Fox, and what unit were you in?
5th Royal Tank Unit.
What was it like?
Pretty rough.
Yeah?
Yes, yes. We just had to get on with it. You was there, so you just had to get on with it, you know. There wasn't much else you could do, really.
No, and what's your memory of it?
The coldness in Korea.
Oh, it was cold?
Oh, was it cold? 40 below. We used to take our tanks over the River Injun, which was frozen solid top to bottom. There's no water, it's solid ice right the way through, yes. We used to take our 52-ton tanks over the ice.
Now, that's a story I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
So, Buckingham Palace, what happened there?
Well, I was about to do with the 70th anniversary of the Korean War, because, as you know, they're still at war. They've never signed a peace treaty. No. They're still at war, you see.
I don't suppose you'll be going back there.
I don't think so, no.
I certainly hope not.
No, no. We landed at Busan. Well, there's loads of Americans out there as well. As well as United Nations forces troops, and there's even Turkish troops, you know, and the French Randous. It was one massive big force to fight against the Chinese and the North Koreans.
How did you get there?
We went by sea.
So what was the journey like?
Well, it wasn't too bad, but once we hit towards Korea, going through the China Seas, it was pretty rough there. It's at the time of the year when the sea is rough. So, you didn't sort of... the sailors used to take the mickey out and say, well, would you like a nice piece of fatty pork? Typical of the Navy chaps, you know, taking the mickey out of the army. It's all part of the camaraderie that they, you know, between troops and all armed forces.
So how many people of your age are still around?
Not many. No. I'm now, halfway through, I'm in my 98th year now, halfway through, you see.
Congratulations for that.
I don't know whether I shall reach 100, but...
Oh, well, we certainly hope so. I shall come back next year and check.
Well, that's all right. I always come to all the parades and all the events, all the funerals of the comrades that have passed away. So, it's something that we just do. In tanks, it's what we call family.
So you're Reg Fox, and what unit were you in?
5th Royal Tank Unit. First of all, I was seconded to the 1st Royal Tank Regiment. That's why when they were still fighting, you see. I was out there as ready to take over from the 5th were ready to take over from the 1st Royal Tank Regiment. It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they turn around and say, oh yes, you're heroes and all that, but to me, the heroes are the ones that didn't come back. They gave their all.
Nothing more to be said there, is there?
There's nothing much more you can say, really. Yeah. They are the ones that deserve all the credit and medals.
Yeah, and we remember them.
Yeah.
Well done, Reg.
It's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.